I got a pool cue in my hand. I don't want it to slip out if somebody falls asleep.
Joe DeCamillis, or Joe D as he's known, has been coaching special teams in the NFL for 25 years. He knows that to make an impact as a rookie or to grab a roster spot, you must be productive on special teams.
We don't have just numerous guys we can put out there. We don't have 90 guys that can dress for the game coming out of the tunnel. We got 46 guys that are going to dress for that first game. We've got to make sure now that 46th guy is valuable to us. Does everybody understand that? We're going to teach you how we tackle. We're going to teach you how we block during this camp. We want to start to catch you up to compete. How many weeks have we had now, Tress, of offseason? How many weeks? 4 weeks of offseason, so you're 4 weeks behind. Got to catch up.
This place is beyond passion. This is where it all started. We're going to give you every opportunity to be a part of this football team. All of us dreamed about being in a room like this. We had a dream to get here. We know you did.
Play the game from the soles of your shoes up through your helmet.
Wait till he's coming back your way to move.
Are you a smart guy?
I like to think so.
Then talk like one. I ain't hearing nobody.
I don't want any traitors in here, right? We want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Hustle, hustle. Don't be the last guy.
It's going to be over in a blink of an eye. We're here to give you every opportunity to live your dream.
Wait to wear it during practice, but you don't wear these during practice, okay?
The rookie locker room is separated from the rest of the team by a flight of stairs to the basement. It is here that the rookies must get ready until they have made the final roster and can move up to the veteran locker room.
John, ready. Okay, here we go.
It is the second day of practice at rookie minicamp, and the intensity level has gone up a notch.
Hit it. Don't wind up. Wait till he's coming back your way to move. Guys in the back of the line, pay attention.
Saturday's practice has moved outdoors. It is a chance for offensive coordinator Aaron Cromer to work with all of the position groups. Now that Coach Pat Meyer is in charge of the O-line, Cromer has more time to devote to other positions.
One, two, three, go!
You know, it was a good opportunity to see what's going on. You get so engulfed with your position, like last year, just dealing with the offensive line. And I was able to, obviously, off the field, be a part of the entire offense. But once we got on the field, it was important that I focused on five guys. When you're talking about watching five guys on a play, you can't see 11 guys. They start pulling, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
For rookie quarterback David Fales, the NFL adjustment period is just starting. But adjustments are something he's used to. He started out as a redshirt, playing behind Colin Kaepernick in Nevada, transferred to JUCO Monterey Peninsula College, and then transferred again to San Jose State, where he became the FBS most accurate passer. He was drafted in the sixth round by the Bears.
Yeah, it was all kind of unknown because even my agent, you know, they say fourth round, then it's fifth round, then it's sixth round. And I was just kind of sitting back and waiting.
Just because you're going left doesn't mean you have to post.
Eventually, Cromer will make his way back to his charges on the O-line, a place where he feels very comfortable. Undrafted free agent Ryan Groy out of Wisconsin is getting acquainted with his new coaches.
Hands apart, hands apart, hands are too tight.
Time out.
What are hands apart mean? What are these? Hands together?
Together.
Hands of what?
Apart.
Genius. All right, here we go. Keep them apart.
Sit.
Seventh round draft pick Charles Leno Jr. out of Boise State is also learning from Cromer.
Get your hands away from your body. Get your hands away from your body. Get them out here. Get them out here. Yeah, they're like this, and you're benching them. Get them out here. Yeah, here he comes at you.
There's certain ways that you want things done in within your scheme. And he wasn't familiar. He didn't use our techniques. These guys have to learn terminology and verbiage and what means what and how it's said and how to listen to it and then go out and do it. And all of a sudden the numbers are on a different spot, the hashes are in a different spot, and all these things are foreign to him. So we were just trying to work through that.
Make sense?
Yeah, it's just something different.
Right. So just let it happen in this drill so then it happens live.
Okay.
Next on Inside Rookie Minicamp.
Read the mic.
We're never going to guess. We're not in that business. We're teaching you a system.
Nice. Nice. Job 1-2.
Inside Rookie Minicamp is brought to you by the new Chicago Tribune Digital Sports.